Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 31st. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is nobody because I was in Reno and I didn't check in with my updaters like I should have been doing in Reno. And nobody's joining me today, but that's fine because we don't need them. Do we, guys? We don't need them. We did miss a day yesterday. Just because of the feeds, they weren't up. There was nothing to update. And I was also on a plane. So I could have done an update from the plane about nothing, but what would be the point in that? Stacked. Chat is here. Yes. My lovely chat is here. Go to robhasawebsite.com. The chat room is on the page for this podcast. You can also go to chatwing.com/rob.sesternino if you want to join the chat there. I've got plenty of time and opportunity to talk to the chat today. So if you want to ask some questions, get some comments in, now is the day. Today is the day. I'm still a little tired from Reno. All right. Let's get into these live feeds for Big Brother Canada 6 because some good stuff going on. All right. So the live feeds come back from that dramatic double eviction, and we have Erica as our HOH winner. She has won again. Second, this is like she just basically never stopped. Erica was HOH last week, and then Olivia won the double eviction, and then Erica wins again. It's just all Erica all the time. And I gotta say, I was a little bit worried that Erica winning this HOH would mean we're going to have a boring week because she just took out the big target. She didn't really even want to do it in the first place. And now she's definitely ready to take out a smaller target. She's like, all right, I got to chill. I got to be a little more cautious and make sure I take out one of these floaters so that this target on my back dissipates just a little bit slightly. Which I guess isn't the worst strategy for her, I gotta say. I was in the airport in Reno when I found out that Erica won the HOH, and I was just like, oh boy, Erica, what are you doing? This is too much. I just like, how does anybody? Erica has been immune every single day of the age of Big Brother Canada 6, basically, because the most time that she was vulnerable was the week that she won that veto and ultimately wouldn't have been vulnerable. And then during the double eviction, like the 15 minutes during the double eviction, she was vulnerable. The rest of the time in this house, she's been completely immune from eviction. And I have to imagine, despite how many alliances she makes, despite how many relationships she has, the second she becomes vulnerable, you have to take a shot because she's just so much better at these competitions than anyone else in the house. And with Big Brother Canada, especially having just watched Kevin Martin steamroll to the end, you'd be crazy to be in that house and not be thinking, any chance I get, anytime Erica is vulnerable come eviction time, I need to be able to take a shot at her. I need to maybe take her out. So I think she could be in a lot of trouble, and I think she realizes that too. And that's why her strategy is, I want to now make sure I'm keeping in a lot of big targets so that at the very least, there are some other options other than me. She recognizes that if she just leaves in these floaters, quote unquote floaters, then they'll just gather up and turn on her if she takes out all the big targets for them, which I do think is the right move, even though it's not like she's not the biggest target still, no matter what she does. And yes, yeah, stacked saying, any decision no decision will make her less of a target at this point. However, she's got to do what she's got to do. She's got to make sure she keeps all of her allies, right? Like any any move that she makes that will make anybody mad and give them any more reason to come after her, I think is a bad one. I do think that she has the correct mindset in terms of trying to take out somebody that will piss off the least amount of people, because you at least do still have right now a lot of people who want to take a shot at the showmans, and the showmans who still wants to take a shot at some of those other people. Basically, the Will, Maddie, Paris contingent still kind of is pitted against the showmans contingent. And that's good for her in terms of like just anything that will get them to not come after Erica. But I think she's in deep trouble regardless of what she does. Erica, now the HOH. Those were her initial thoughts. Take out a floater. Maddie in particular was the one that she was thinking about taking out. But in the meantime, we have Paris talking to the cameras. And she thinks, she's frustrated with her allies. They can't win anything. They can't win any competitions. And Paris just keeps losing allies after allies. She lost Jesse. She lost Veronica, who was kind of maybe... She thought she was aligned with Veronica, to be fair. And she just like nothing is going her way. She's like, you know what? I have to start winning competitions now. I gotta stop throwing them. This is not good for me. I just can't continue on with this strategy of throwing competitions and then having my allies go home. Something needs to change. And you know why? It's because Kayla's a liar and she's dead to me in this game. She's dead to me. I need to go after her. Kim Shell in the chat. Did Erica say again last night that she tried to throw the competition? Yes. Apparently, Erica did try to throw the HOH and failed to. So it's hard to blame her too much for winning this competition. She basically pulled a Steve Moses. She didn't know the answer to the last question and tried to guess wrong, tried to guess incorrectly, and accidentally won, according to what we saw last night. So, you know, maybe throw the competition a little earlier. I mean, man, it's rough. Stacked asked, will Paris start getting the underdog edit since people think she is aligned with people who keep going home? It's certainly possible. I can see them showing Paris talking to the cameras. Oh, my allies are going home. I got to start winning competitions. Especially now that they've lost a lot of big characters, like Hamza and Veronica and Jesse to some extent. And I think that that wouldn't be super unfair of an edit for Paris. I do think she is kind of the new lone wolf in some regards. She is a little bit all over the place. So that could be interesting. We also have Erica and Allie. So this is when Erica is talking about nominating Maddie and trying to target Maddie. And Erica has the idea, all right, what if I... Because it's hard to get out Maddie. If I put Maddie up next to Marin, last week I did that, and it looked like Marin actually might go home. If I put her up next to Ryan, Ryan probably goes home. I think maybe, what if I put her up next to Will? If I put Maddie up next to Will, that would force Johnny and Paris and the people who want to keep Maddie to, it would keep them focused on, they have to evict Maddie because they don't want to evict Will. I was thinking this might happen because I was on a plane for the rest of the day and I wasn't able to get updates until I got back home. So I was thinking about, oh boy, if Erica does this, this could be trouble. I don't think it would be her best move. I think it would make Will very angry. However, as we'll talk about a little bit later, Will is already kind of thinking about, man, Erica, she's a big threat. She's a big threat. So, interesting stuff there. That's what she tells Allie. Derek and Will have a conversation. Now, something that I want to talk about today is that Derek has awoken. We talked with Godfrey about who is the sleeping giant. And I think it might be Derek, because Derek has been doing nothing after being such a big threat early on. He's just been following Kayla around like a puppy dog. But he awoke from his slumber, and he still is no strategic powerhouse, but he like flipped the switch on his social game and just like put everyone he talked to at ease. He has a very, very solid social game, to the point where he even knew that lying back and then, you know, restarting these relationships to some degree would work in the way that it is. I think that, this is actually bad news for Kayla, just because people are still going to come after them, but people are starting to be like, I like kind of like Derek more than Kayla. I kind of feel like I can work with Derek more than Kayla. Though it will leave some sort of, it does have some benefit toward them in terms of like getting people on board with both of them at the same time. So Derek has a conversation with Will, just kind of like, oh, we got to keep the guys in the game. Make sure, it would be great if a girl went home. Derek's typical kind of, you know, anytime he talks to a guy, he brings up the gender balance, which is his go-to move. And it works. It tends to work. Kayla does it a lot too with Erica, and Erica really eats that stuff up. So good job for Derek here. He also talks with Kayla. They do a little bit of strategizing. They talk about how Maddie would be an easy out this week. It would be great to see her go. And Kayla, she likes this idea because Kayla wants to see Johnny lose some of his people. Not because she wants Johnny out, but because she wants Johnny to be forced to be loyal to her. If we get some of Johnny's people out, then he has nowhere else to turn to. And then we'll have Johnny. We'll have our precious Johnny. And man, it's just like, what has Johnny done to be so wanted, right? Like, I wish I had Johnny's power. Everyone wants me to be in their alliance. Although then they'd be sniping at all my friends. That would be not fun. Kayla, she is like, she's wary of Johnny. She understands that Johnny is in a great position. And she, I think, still remains one of Johnny's biggest threats, because she is somebody that not only recognizes Johnny's position, but is actively trying to undermine it. But again, not because she wants Johnny out, just because she wants Johnny to be more loyal to her. If she ever realized that Johnny is coming after her hard and has been for a long time, that's when she could really turn it on against Johnny and really start to destroy his game, or at least try to. So Johnny definitely has to be careful of Kayla, but for right now, she is, unfortunately for her, still a little bit unaware of where Johnny stands, and so is unable to make the moves that she needs to in order to prevent him coming after her and truly, truly undermining his game. So Johnny needs to look out for that. But in the meantime, Johnny is talking with Olivia, and he is saying they're talking about last night, right? So the night before yesterday, the feeds were down. And they were apparently down for the HOH competition, but that's not really, really what happened. The feeds were down because they had kind of another party. They were all drunk. Will made some alliances, and he also made some makeout sessions with a lot of different people. Will made out with Olivia. He made out with Paris. I think that's it. Maybe that's it. I feel like maybe there was at least one more, but who knows? And so Olivia is talking to Johnny about her makeout session with Will. I found this conversation to be very funny because at first Olivia's like, yeah, Will, he's like, what a guy that Will. You know, we were making out last night. I don't really remember much, but oh man, it's interesting about all the stuff that happened. And then Johnny was like, yeah, it was also weird that like you and Paris just keep going for the same guy. He was also making out with Paris. And then Olivia was like, oh really? I didn't realize that. I don't remember that. Yeah, Will. I mean, he's like an okay kisser, I guess. Like, I don't know. I don't know about Will. He's all right, maybe. Like, this is a funny quick turnaround there in terms of how she was talking about him. So Stacked asks, is Johnny going for Kayla? Yes, Johnny is still definitely pushing to target Derek and Kayla for whenever anybody wins HOH that isn't the people that are aligned with them. And he'll have a conversation with Will later on about targeting them as well. Jay asks, Shara asks, did Johnny suffer from being so forceful to Olivia during the double eviction? No, not really. Olivia did complain to some people about it, but it's kind of been like washed over. It doesn't really matter. Olivia actually, it feels, I think, closer to Johnny than she did before. She is the one we talked on the double eviction recap with Peely about, like, so is Johnny going to take credit for saving Maddie in the double eviction? And, he didn't have to, because Olivia herself went to Maddie and said, man, you know what? You were in trouble, but Johnny came in and he protected you and he wanted you safe. And so you have Johnny to thank for not being put up on the block. So Johnny got some credit there. He does run into a little bit of a problem with Ryan and Allie later on in the day, which we'll talk about. But it didn't really have much to do with how forceful he was, and more just about what the outcome was of what happened. So we talked about how being so aggressive might have come back to haunt him. Olivia did tell people about the fact that he was like, "No, you are not going to do this to me," but. Hasn't really gone anywhere. Did not hurt him in the way that some people theorized that it might. So Johnny's still sitting very pretty. In fact, prettier than he was before. He did have a conversation with Olivia with Maddie, where he talked about how basically every week has gone exactly how he's wanted it to, except for the Veronica week. That's pretty much exactly right. So you gotta watch out for Johnny. And Johnny, you shouldn't be saying that to your house guests. Shouldn't be saying that. All right. So Erica and Paris have a brief conversation where Erica's talking about taking out a floater, and Paris is just like, man, why is everyone so scared of taking out Dayla? How come nobody's going after Derek and Kayla? This is just a little bit of messiness from Paris. This is going to quickly get around. Derek and Allie are talking, and Allie tells Derek, Paris is like wondering why people aren't targeting you guys. Derek doesn't mind. He's chill about it. He's going to talk to Paris later on in the day and smooth things over, just like he does with Allie here. Maddie and Johnny have a conversation. This is the one that I was talking about before, where Johnny was telling her that everything has been going his way. He continues to take credit for saving or for keeping her from going on the block on the double eviction. And Maddie also tells Johnny, hey, Kayla came to me about a final two. And Johnny was like, perfect. We're going to continue to use this stuff to keep you safe this week. Johnny's goal is to change Erica's mind and make sure that Maddie continues to stay safe. And at this point, I feel like Maddie, if she ends up winning this game, I feel like she owes Johnny like a little commission, right? Like he has been her guardian angel. Basically was one of the reasons she was saved last week when Jesse went home, was basically the reason she was saved during the double eviction. She was gone. And then this week, Erica wants her gone. She is basically gone. And Johnny again is going to be a big reason why she's not, as we'll talk about right now, because Olivia and Erica, Allie and Johnny have a big conversation where Erica starts out saying that I'm really thinking of taking Maddie out. And Johnny steps in with a bit of an assist from Liv, who is starting to feel again, her ideas are starting to become more closely aligned with Johnny's. They're talking about Maddie, and Allie actually starts it off like, And this is what, like, she exposed Paris to Derek. Allie is really sketched out by Paris. She is not happy with Paris. She actually starts to try to shift the target from Maddie to Paris. She says, I think Maddie is more likely to work with us. I think Paris is the sketchy one. Paris is the one that maybe we should be looking at. But Erica quickly shuts it down. I'm not going to be the one to betray Paris. You're right that she's sketchy, but I'm not taking that shot. Johnny mentions that he wants to make sure that there are people who are still willing to target Derek and Kayla in the house. They're quick to say, like we're willing to do that. But what Johnny means is that if there are still two sides battling against each other, then nobody's coming after them. Johnny and Liv both kind of say, like, I feel like Maren and Ryan are the right choice here. We're not pissing off Paris or Will by putting Maddie up, and we're still taking out a floater, and we're leaving in two sides that are battling against each other. Johnny continues to say, I think Maddie is so excited to work with us. She totally wants to do this. And honestly, she's an even better person to work with us than Paris. So, you know, you don't want to nominate Paris, but Maddie is even a better ally than Paris. So why not just stick with Ryan and Maren? And over the course of this conversation, Erica's convinced. She's off of the evict Maddie train, and she's now on board. Let's take out Maren. Or Ryan, but probably Maren. And things are changed. And once again, my plane lands. I start reading up, and it's like, oh, there we go. Johnny got his way again. So the target has shifted. It looks like Maren is in a lot of trouble now. And the nominations as of that conversation are going to be Ryan and Maren. Erica then has a conversation with Kayla, and Erica is telling Kayla about what Paris said to her. Nobody wants to go after the showmans. Why is that? And she's like, you know, I think that Paris suspects that we're working together, and she's trying to like push a wedge between us. She says, I'm thinking of now putting up Maren and Ryan. And Kayla says, yeah, well, I'd love to see Ryan go home. And Erica's like, yeah, but I kind of prefer Maren first, if you don't mind. And Kayla's like, oh, yeah. I mean, Ryan is, Ryan, we should get Ryan out. But yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll do what you want. We'll totally do that. I'm on board. Don't worry about me. Kayla doing her part. I think understanding that once they're on the block, they can start maybe trying to shift things against Ryan. And I think that's true with a lot of different people. So Ryan needs to be worried if he ends up on that block. Kayla also, in this conversation, starts to try to chip away at Johnny's game. Because again, she wants to undermine Johnny as much as possible to keep him loyal to her side. And so she's talking about Johnny. He's good with everyone. You know, like, when is he going to draw a line? When is he going to pick a side? And again, this is why Johnny needs to be very careful of Kayla. Not so much of Derek. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Kayla, she starts to chip away at Johnny's game. She's also mentioning that she's concerned about Will, who is another person that seems to be in good with everyone. She's been on that Will train for a while. She does need to be careful of Will as well. So then Erica has a conversation with Maren, and she lets Maren know, look, I'm thinking of putting you on the block again. I'm sorry. I know I put you on the block last week, and I know that you went on the block in the double eviction, but I just feel like I can't make another huge move. You're not a big move, you know? This time, to Maren's credit, he is fighting back. He's like, can we not though? Like, I feel like maybe it would be cool if you didn't put me on the block. That would be like, oh, that would be fun, right? And he's saying, look, you know who else isn't a big move? You know who else hasn't won any competitions? You know who else, people would go home sitting next to on the block? Will is like me, but like better at the game and has more connections. And I'm not saying target Will, but look, I'm just saying, think about it. Think about Will and think about his position, because you keep telling me that the reason I'm dangerous is because anybody sitting next to me goes home on the block. Think about Will. Anybody sitting next to Will will go home on the block. And Will is much more dangerous. So he does, I think, kind of get through to Erica. She was obviously already thinking of these things. That's why she was thinking about putting Will up next to Maddie in the first place. So hearing it reinforced is definitely getting her brain spinning. She's like, oh man, you're making good points here, Maren. But ultimately, it doesn't change anything. She leaves this conversation still convinced that she's going to be putting up Maren and Ryan. So then Will and Johnny have a brief conversation. Will is telling Johnny about the fact that Allie has been talking to Ryan, and this is where Allie is going to start to get into some trouble. All three of us LFC bought Allie in the stock watch, and that's because she was in a great position. She was doing a great job. But for whatever reason, she really trusts Ryan, but has also been trying to get Ryan out. And she should not trust Ryan. She has been telling him way too many things. What happened was Allie told Ryan, a couple of things. She told Ryan, the reason you were put on the block is Johnny, because Olivia was going to put up Maddie, and then Johnny came in. He stormed in. He said, no, you can't put up Maddie. And you got put up because of Johnny. And this is the part of the double eviction that Johnny got in a little bit of trouble for. But the problem is Ryan didn't really believe that. He went and he told people that Allie told him that. So Will ends up telling Johnny, it's getting around. Allie told Ryan that you're the reason he went on the block. And Johnny is not happy about this. And Johnny is the wrong person to piss off. So that's gonna start to circle around for the rest of the night. Will is also happy. Johnny tells him about the plans for the week. It's looking like Maren and Ryan are gonna go up on the block. And Will is very happy about this. He's like, oh, Maren's gonna go up on the block. Perfect, because Maren is going to be pissed at Erica, and then we can save Maren, and that's somebody in the house that's willing to go after Erica, because Will is starting to see Erica as a huge threat, and he's like, who's going after Erica? We gotta start thinking about that. And Johnny is like, well, let's not think about that yet. Let's focus on the showmans first. And Will says, yes, if I win HOH, I am targeting the showmans for sure, 100%. But it'll be nice to have somebody like Maren around who's mad at Erica. Because he's like, we need to go after Erica eventually. Yes, let's look at some of these comments. You guys are having some conversations here. There have been some conversations this morning with Maren and Erica. Maren's still fighting to stay off the block. Yes, Michael, the strange relationship between Allie and Ryan. I still don't understand why she feels like she can tell him things. She fought for him to stay a while back, a couple weeks ago. And I think she feels like she has him as a pawn in the game. But then at the same time, she's fighting for him to go up on the block. She has a conversation with Erica where she's like, I think Ryan is the right move. And it's just like, if that's true, then why are you telling him things? What's the what's the end game there, Allie? What's the point in throwing Johnny under the bus to Ryan if Ryan is the target and he's going home? It's only danger for you, and it became a danger for you because Johnny found out about it. And not only did he find out about it, but he was then able to go and spread things about you because he has info on you. It's dangerous stuff. They built a relationship during Ryan and Allie built a relationship during Ryan's HOH reign, which is true because Ryan, he alienated a lot of people, and Allie was one of the people that stuck with him. And then the next week when Ryan was a huge target, Allie was somebody who was advocating for Ryan. But again, it just doesn't make sense that Allie would then like simultaneously trust Ryan and try to like manipulate him for some long-term action. And then at the same time, suggest to Erica that they take Ryan out. It seems like she's taking all that risk on, which is backfiring on her for no benefit. So some mistakes there from Allie, and we'll see if it ultimately comes back to haunt her, but it was definitely not a good night for her. So then Derek continues his smoothing over reign of the day. He talks with Paris, and he knows that Paris was just talking about targeting the showmans. He doesn't show it at all. He makes Paris feel so good about him. Paris is like, man, I would love to get Kayla out because I would love to work with Derek. And if Kayla's gone, I think Derek would work with me. Derek just, his social game is, again, he like flicked a switch and he is like on. He's on point. But some people saw that Paris was talking to Derek, and that's going to sketch some people out briefly before she has a conversation with Erica to sort of explain away what happened. So Johnny then, after his conversation with Will, goes to Erica, and he's all fired up. Let me tell you what I just found out about Allie. Allie has been telling Ryan that I'm the reason Ryan is on the block. What is up with that? Not only that, but look, now that I'm pissed off, I'm going to use some of this information I've got. Allie and Olivia apparently have been taking credit for the fact that you vetoed Maddie off of the block last week. They've been telling Maddie that they're the reason you did that. And Eric is just like, that's not cool. I don't like that. I don't like that alone. I don't like that at all. So Johnny's like, yeah, it's pretty frustrating. I don't know what Allie's doing. I trust Liv. I think Liv is great. Liv is not doing this. I think it's Allie. I think Allie is kind of, she's doing some stuff here that's starting to sketch me out. Now, let's not worry about it too much. Let's put it in our back pocket and understand that Allie is trying to play us, and understand also that Allie and Liv, there's no way they want us in the final four, right? There's no way they want to go to the final four with both of us. That's an incredibly dangerous situation. And we need to understand that. We're not going to make a move now. It's too early. They're still allies, but we need to recognize this. And this was great for Johnny because it put a bit of a wedge between Erica and the Allie and Liv little pair. And again, like anytime Erica gets sketched out about Johnny and the Maddie Paris Will thing, he's able to sort of be like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's all good. And especially now that she has to be a little skeptical of Allie and Liv, she's more reliant on Johnny. And this was a very good thing for him, I think. He does say again, like, she's probably just trying to cover herself. It's fine for now, but just be aware. And she will be. So Derek has a conversation with Erica next, where again, he has a very good conversation with her. He smooths things over. She feels very good about this conversation. He suggests that they target somebody like Ryan or Will. And Erica's like, yeah, I'm kind of thinking Marin. But for the most part, you know, he ends up convincing Erica that basically anything Paris is saying about them, not true. She's like, man, anytime I think I'm sketched out by Derek or Kayla, they talk to me and I feel like they're really with us. They really feel in on this whole alliance kind of thing. So Derek doing more good work with his social game there. Then Erica and Ryan have a conversation where, again, she kind of informs him, like, I'm kind of thinking maybe you go up on the block. And Ryan's like, whoa. Listen, do you need a lecture about this? Because I can give you a lecture if you want. Look, you're a big target. You've been winning competitions. It doesn't behoove you to go after floaters. You cannot make the target on your back smaller. You need to be going after the people that can beat you, in competitions that will take a shot at you. And Eric is like, yeah, but if I look, I've seen it happen before. If I take out all the big targets, then all the floaters will gather up and they'll take a shot at me. And Ryan was like, yeah, but if you leave in the people that are good at competitions, they're still going to take a shot at you and they're going to be harder to beat. What's going to happen if you take out the big targets is that maybe the floaters will gather together, but you can still beat all of them, which I have to say is kind of a valid, like, that's probably the best argument that he could have made, even though it's maybe not the best move for her to go along with it. But I do think it's probably the most valid argument. And I was kind of impressed with what Ryan was doing, though it may be too little too late. I do still think that coming close to winning that HOH and then winning that double, or winning that veto in the double, it was bad for Ryan. It was because it showed that Ryan can win competitions and he can be dangerous. And not only that, but he does have a lot of people coming after him and a lot of people willing to just let him go. So with him and Marin potentially probably going up on the block this week, I think he will be in a little bit of trouble. But he also does some pretty good work with Erica. He also, though, has a theory that he tells Erica, and this wasn't super great. It was perceptive. I think it was, he's correct in his assessment. Telling Erica maybe wasn't the best move though. He says to Erica, I think that Derek and Kayla are secretly working with Allie and Liv, because when Allie was talking to me, she was saying that Derek and Kayla were not an option. And that doesn't make any sense according to what the house is supposed to know. The house is supposed to think that they are separate and they're going after each other. But if they were going after each other, then Allie and Liv would have been putting them up on the block. And that's not the case. So they must be secretly working together. Meanwhile, Erica's sitting there like, yeah, and I'm in that alliance. Obviously not saying that. So that was Ryan. I think he does a pretty decent job. I think it reaffirms to Erica that even though now that she's had a good talk with Marin, she feels guilty about sending him home, she still feels like Marin is her target in the Marin-Ryan nominations. Ryan also is the one smart enough to then immediately after this conversation with Erica, where he finds out he's potentially going on the block, the first person Ryan runs to is Johnny. And that's the way to do it, because I think he's starting to recognize Johnny is the one who seems to have a lot of influence here. If I can get Johnny on board with me, then that will hopefully keep me safe. So he talks with Johnny, and this is a little funny moment. He asks Johnny, so what was up with the conversations you had last night with during the double eviction? And Johnny's like, what gives you the right to ask me that, sir? Why should I need to tell you? And Ryan's like, oh, look, you know, I'm just curious. I want to know. And Johnny's like, yeah, okay, look. I went into that room. Liv told me she was going to be, you know, putting up some people. One of them I disagreed with. I wanted to protect that person. And I said my piece and then I left. She didn't tell me what the you know, replacement would be or like what her plans would be alternatively. I was just trying to protect that one person. And Ryan says, okay, because Allie told me that you're the reason I went on the block. And Johnny was like, yeah, that's not true at all. And Ryan was like, good. I didn't think it was true. I didn't think that you would name me as a replacement. I didn't think that you would do that to me. And Johnny was like, no way, I wouldn't. And so Ryan basically spills everything that Allie told him. He is really just trying to get Johnny on his side here. He also tells Johnny about his theory of Olivia and Allie secretly working with Kayla and Derek. Johnny is the right person to tell this theory to because he loves that that Ryan is cautious of Derek and Kayla. He loves that he's thinking in those terms. Ryan is currently sort of pointed at the wrong side of that for Johnny's sake. Ryan is saying that he's mad that Olivia put him in danger. He's mad that Allie was on board with that. He would maybe target those two over Derek and Kayla. But I think in with what Johnny wants, that's fine. As long as he can maybe just steer him. Oh, well, if they have a secret alliance, just target the showmans. That's fine. So Ryan has a decent conversation there as well. Let's check back in with the chat here. Michael was surprised the house guests were up past midnight. Yes, they were up pretty late. That's, took a little while to catch up because I was on the plane all day. Yes, says Derek and Kayla need to start winning so the target conversation can change and they will hopefully target Maddie, Paris, or Johnny. Yes, I do. I think that they need to start winning some competitions. They said that to each other during the day. They said, we need to start winning competitions. But they didn't talk about targeting Johnny. They talked about targeting some of Johnny's allies. People like Paris or Will, you know, after hopefully maybe even getting Maddie out, they're pretty much after the three of them, for the most part, but they would also love to get Ryan out. And if Ryan stays in the house, they'd have to focus on him. That's really their problem. Kayla and Derek, they're both very good at the game in different ways. Derek socially, tends to be very good. Kayla's very good strategically and socially. But they just have too many enemies. They made so many enemies in that first couple of weeks when they were in power, that it's hard to get that stink off of them. And they have too many people that they need to be taking out. And once they start winning competitions, they will not be able to stop. So, it's a tricky situation for them, but, we'll see what happens. I think they're starting to reach the limit of their social positioning in the house. I think that if they don't start winning competitions soon, they will start to be targets and they need to get back into power. That's what they need to do. This little break from power was, I think, actually pretty good for them in the long run. But they need to get back in power. Michael says, yes, Ryan gave new info on, or his ideas on those two pairs. Yes, Ryan talked a lot about pairs in his conversation with Erica, where he was, you know, essentially like, please don't do this. He was like, you didn't like Paul, right? You don't like what Paul does. You know, and he was like, what you're doing is you're the third in a lot of pairs. You don't want to be like Paul, do you? Which I don't know, like it's certainly an emotional appeal. But if I'm Erica, I'm thinking, well, Paul got pretty far, at least. As long as people like me, maybe I can still win if that's the strategy. I don't know. So that was interesting. Stack says, I thought after Ryan, Johnny, Paris, Erica talks, Erica got information she could have used to make a different decision. That's true. I do think, and we'll talk about that a little bit. She definitely could have made a different decision. I don't know if it would have been better, but she definitely was pulled in a lot of different directions between Will, Allie, and so on. Tracy says, Ryan says he pays attention to body language during his conversation. Johnny constantly touched or covered his mouth, protected his throat area. all signs that a person is lying. Uh-oh. I don't know if Ryan thought Johnny was lying, but he did a good job in his conversation with him. If he did, I think that it seemed to be a good conversation. Mike asks, can Ryan the coach? Can they keep Ryan the coach if they kick Ryan the player out? Yes, they evict Ryan, but he gets to send videos from the jury house, just updating them on what they should be doing, even though he doesn't have any idea of what's going on in the house. That would be very funny. Yes is a person in the chat. No, I'm not just saying yes. What will have to happen for Eric to realize Johnny is the biggest detriment to her game? Actually, I don't think that Johnny is the biggest detriment to her game. I think that Erica is one of the people that does benefit from Johnny being in the house. For example, Will right now, I think if Will was left to his own devices, he would be coming after Erica next week. But because of his relationship with Johnny, Johnny is able to shift Will from Erica to the showmans instead. And Johnny is one of the few people in the house that is still pushing for the showmans, still making them a target. Again, without that influence from Johnny, I think a lot of people will be looking at Erica, especially after all of her competition wins. Stacked says, yes, Allie and Olivia are big detriments. I would agree with that. I think that those Ali and Olivia, their usefulness to Erica has started to run out. They have started to talk about, we might prefer Dayla in the final four over Erica and Johnny. And they're not really benefiting Erica's game anymore. She's a bigger target over them. They're benefiting from a lot of her moves. So it's starting to get close to the time where Erica should, I think, separate from those two and make some kind of new plan. So let's continue on here with the day. Erica and Paris have a conversation. This was kind of like the last conversation of the night here. Paris says, Erica's kind of questioning, like, are you good with us? Because it doesn't feel like you're good with us. It just feels like you're not into this. And, Paris is like, no, don't worry about it. I'm in this. I trust you guys. Just like the one person I'm kind of sketched out about is Allie. And this is perfect timing because Erica was just informed that Allie was sketchy by Johnny. Johnny planted those seeds, and then Paris came in and watered them nice and good. Paris was like, yeah, Erica just kind of sketches me out. I've heard some things. Paris inadvertently confirms what Johnny said about Paris and Olivia trying to take credit to Maddie in terms of saving Maddie last week with the veto. And Tracy asks, has Paris chosen Erica as her one? That's basically Paris's line. Like, I'm looking for my one person, and I'd love for it to be you. And she basically tells that to a lot of people. But she's saying, like, look, I'm laying it all out there. I know you're close with Allie, but like, these are my doubts. And this is ringing very true with Erica because of what she just found out about Allie, to the point where maybe Allie would be somebody I'd consider taking a shot at, but it's too early. It's too early. I can't do that yet. I do think that's a possibility for her, but I think she's correct to say it's too soon. I think that, this is probably the right move, but it's tough. It's tough because I don't think she should even be HOH right now. And I think that any move she makes is going to be, any path she takes is going to be a very difficult road. Yaz in the chat says, it's Yaz, like Yasmin, not yes. Look, I'm way too used to reading people on Twitter like, yes, yes, queen. So blame them. All right. So Paris, this is a good conversation for Paris. Again, this is like a lot of people are doing good work with Erica here. When they talk to her one-on-one, they make her feel good. And Paris does the same thing. Erica was a little bit sketched out by Paris, as we had talked about earlier in the day. But during this conversation, she feels like things are cleared up and she's feeling better about Paris after this. So, it's good stuff from Paris, making sure that she stays safe. She was definitely in a little bit of danger here, but I think Erica feels better about Paris after this conversation. And that was basically the day. We've got a little bit more from the next morning, this morning. But that was the day. And I got to say, my fears that this would be a boring week are alleviated because, yes, It's the same boring nominations. It's Marin, it's Ryan, it's somebody boring is going to go home probably, but there's still just so much happening, so much shifting. You know, Johnny trying to get his way, Kayla trying to push back in her own way, Paris trying to survive like the cockroach that she is. It's just, there's a lot of really, really fun stuff. And I really like these players. I feel like they're very smart. And I know that some people are like, oh, the gameplay is really messy, but look, if there's a bunch of smart players in the house, the gameplay is gonna look messy and chaotic because you constantly have to shift. If you're one smart player and there's a bunch of dumb players, then you can have one game plan and just execute that game plan and everything stays the same. But if there's a bunch of smart players, then you're gonna have a game plan. Another person is gonna realize that's the game plan. It benefits this person. I need to change things up. Things are going to changed up. And then another person is going to say, oh, those two just shifted things. Now I'm not in a good place. Now I need to shift things up. And I think that's what we're seeing. And I really love that people like Erica, like Johnny, they're finding out like, oh, our closest allies are lying about us. In a normal season, that would be like the conflict of the season. Allie, you lied about us. You took credit for our moves. You started targeting us. You're done. You're dead to us. You're our enemy. And then those two are on different sides for the rest of the season. But instead, they're finding this out and they're saying, okay, good to know. We're going to put that in our back pocket and we're going to continue to pretend to her face that we're working with her. And then we're going to know that maybe someday down the line, she's going to turn on us. And we need to figure out the optimal line of when we need to turn on her. And I love this. I think that so many people are playing so well and so smart and they're trying to figure out the right move for themselves. Despite all of the lies in the house, they all understand that everyone is lying and they're just trying to figure out what is our best move. What is my best move moving forward? And I'm really loving it, guys. This is fun stuff. Fun stuff. Sandy asks, who is Paris's number one really? Has she said in one of her camera talks, not really. Honestly, if she has a number one, it's probably the camera. That's probably the one. She's definitely close with Will. Still, and she definitely still kind of has Maddie. And she also really likes Johnny. She said that to Erica as well. Those are her three closest. Obviously, Erica is another person that's close to her. If she had to choose one, I might say Will. But she's not really fully honest with any of them. I think she really got burned by the whole real deal thing, Jesse. And then Will and Maddie kind of turning on Jesse. I don't think she wants a one person anymore. I think she just wants to keep saying that she wants a one person to keep people hoping. Stax says Erica, that maybe I think that's what you're saying, that she might pick Erica. I think that's true as well. I think that, you know, she's close with all three to four of those people in different ways. I don't think she's truly all in with anyone. I think that she currently, after that conversation she had with Erica last night, she's definitely very up, very on board with Erica. I think that, you know, Erica's HOH right now. I don't know how long that will stick entirely. Stack says, yes, she said yesterday Stack thinks Paris really wants Erica as her number one because she's a comp beast. I agree with that. I think that that's definitely one of the possibilities that she has open to her and one of the ways that she wants to go. Things change so much. And at the beginning of the day, she was worried about Erica being HOH because none of her allies were winning competitions. So I do think she is trying to change that and try to get Erica on her side. It's certainly very, very possible that Paris could end up getting closer to Erica. But then I think she'd have the problem that Johnny is closer to her than she is. And Erica is has definitely been sketched out by Paris, and Erica is still aligned with Derek and Kayla at the moment. So those are all things that she needs to look out for if that is the case. So then this morning people woke up Erica let everyone know or let some people know that nothing that happened yesterday changed her plans after that conversation she had with Liv, Allie, and Johnny. The plans are Marin and Ryan for nomination. She told Marin that was what was going to happen. I was busy doing this podcast, so I don't know the details of that conversation, but we'll let you know tomorrow morning in the next update, the next live feed update, how those conversations went. I think she may have also told Ryan, but I'm not sure. So right now it looks like she is nominating Marin and Ryan, the Marin being her target at the moment, but a lot of people wanting Ryan gone over Marin. Stack says noms are happening right now, so the feeds will probably come back up with the nominations if that is the case. And We'll see what happens. I think that there are, you know, Allie wants Ryan gone. Kayla wants Ryan gone. Erica wants Marin gone. Johnny, I think, is leaning toward Marin leaving, but I think he could go either way. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. If, you know, again, boring nominations, there's not going to be a big move made this week, but just the way that the house moves and shifts is very, very interesting. For a week that should be so straightforward, we had all of this to update. I've got this hugely long page of notes. And I was fascinated, watching the feeds, catching up with the feeds when I got off the plane. Just lots of fun stuff going on. So very excited about all of it. I hope you guys are not sick to death of my voice. Because I've been talking to myself for quite a while now. But I will be back tomorrow morning, to update you on those live feeds that are going to happen today. Steph asks, who will replace one of them? I don't know. I think it's up in the air right now. Maddie is definitely an option, but I think there will be a whole new conversation if one of them wins the veto. That will be very, very interesting to see. So check out our continuing coverage. Make sure you check out Rob's interview with the two evicted house guests, Veronica and Hamza. Check out the live show we did from Reno. I thought Peely was fantastic. Got a great cameo from Adam Klein. So that was a lot of fun. Zach asked, did you see that Kevin Martin took down 9K in bounties? Yes, I was there. I watched him lose actually, when he took sixth place in that bounty tournament. But he got so much bounties. He got like third or second place money just through the bounties. So very happy with Kevin. That's why he wasn't on the podcast. Actually, he was busy in that tournament. But then I left that morning, the next morning. Very fun stuff. Thank you guys for joining me. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren if you want to. And then Rob will be back Monday night to cover the next episode of Big Brother Canada 6. Then the LFC will be live on Tuesday night for the LFC Roundtable podcast. All right. Thank you guys again for joining us. I will see you, or not joining us, joining me. And I will see you next time.